Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of tech topics and emerge with clear, understandable insights. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex jungle of information.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking and probably a few you hadn't considered. Together, we're embarking on a journey to master gradient boosting. Buckle up.
Ah, gradient boosting, the secret sauce behind countless Kaggle-winning solutions and a powerhouse for structured data problems. At its core, it's about making weak learners, think simple decision trees, come together to form a brain trust, making smarter decisions as a group than they ever could alone.
So, it's like taking a bunch of average Joes and creating a super genius team? That sounds pretty cool, but also a bit like a plot from a bad sci-fi movie.
Exactly, Jamie. Except in this movie, our heroes are battling overfitting and chasing after accuracy, armed with nothing but data and algorithms.
All right, let's break it down. How does gradient boosting actually work?
Imagine you're trying to hit a bullseye. Your first throw lands a bit to the left. Instead of starting over, gradient boosting says, let's correct that mistake. So, your next throw aims to correct the error of the first one. Each throw, or in our case, model, aims to correct the error of the sum of all the previous throws. Over time, you get closer and closer to the bullseye.
I like that analogy, but how do we prevent our throws from overshooting or correcting too much? I'd imagine there's a sweet spot.
Spot on. That's where the learning rate comes into play. It controls how much each new model corrects from the last, preventing us from overcorrecting and instead, slowly but surely, improving our accuracy.
Ah! So it's a bit like adjusting the strength of your throw based on the feedback from the last one. Too strong? Let's tone it down a bit. Too weak? Let's add a bit more oomph.
Precisely. And the beauty of modern libraries like XGBoost, LightGBM, and CatBoost is that they handle all this complex calculation under the hood, making gradient boosting not just powerful, but also surprisingly accessible.
You mentioned these libraries. Can you give a quick rundown on what makes each one special?
Of course, XGBoost is like the Swiss Army knife of gradient boosting frameworks, versatile and reliable, with lots of tuning knobs for precision. LightGBM is your speed demon, using histogram-based techniques to blaze through large datasets. And CatBoost shines with categorical data, handling it natively without needing extensive pre-processing.
Got it. So depending on your data and needs, you pick your superhero team accordingly.
Exactly. Choose your fighter wisely.
Now, I keep hearing about overfitting as this big scary monster under the bed. How do we keep it at bay with gradient boosting?
Ah, the monster under the bed. Overfitting happens when our model learns the training data so well, including its noise and outliers, that it performs poorly on new, unseen data. To combat this, we use techniques like setting a maximum number of trees, controlling their depth, or even introducing randomness into the data each tree sees.
So there's a bit of art to tuning these models then, not just science.
Exactly. It's a balancing act. Start simple, with default parameters, then adjust based on your model's performance.
And before we unleash our carefully tuned supermodels into the wild, we need to make sure they can actually survive out there, right? How do we do that?
By testing and validating. We split our data into training and testing sets, ensuring our model can generalize well to new data. We also monitor for things like feature drift, which is when the data's distribution changes over time, potentially making our model less accurate.
Makes sense. Keep an eye on it and adjust as needed. It's like gardening. You can't just plant it and forget it.
A perfect analogy, Jamie. And with that, we've reached the end of today's episode. We've covered the basics of gradient boosting, explored its key players, and even touched on how to keep our models healthy and strong.
Thanks, Alex, for leading us through today's tech jungle, and thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us on this adventure. Don't forget to subscribe for more episodes where we tackle the giants of tech topics, one bite at a time.
Until next time, keep those algorithms learning and those models tuning. Bye.
Bye, everyone.